Today is December 29th, and on this day in history, Archbishop Thomas Becket was murdered in the cathedral at Canterbury. Before becoming a Catholic martyr, and later saint, Thomas Becket had humble beginnings. Born in 1119 in London, Becket earned a living as a clerk, during which time he gained a position working for the Archbishop of Canterbury, an important religious and political position in England in the 12th century. Becket proved himself useful, and when the position of Chancellor opened up under King Henry II, he gained the appointment, and later gained the friendship of the king. Perhaps that's why King Henry eventually nominated Becket as the Archbishop of Canterbury in 1162. Or maybe the king thought his friend Thomas would remain loyal to the throne and help Henry keep the ever-powerful Catholic Church in check. If that was the case, Henry must have been sorely disappointed when Becket emerged as a powerful supporter of the church and its legal rights. Legend has it that in a particularly angry tirade against Becket, Henry inferred to his court that he wanted someone to get rid of the irksome archbishop. Four of Henry's knights took him at his word, and on the evening of December 29, 1170, they murdered Becket inside of Canterbury Cathedral. His murder shocked the Catholic world, who saw Becket as a martyr. He was canonized by Pope Alexander III less than 3 years after his death, and in 1174, King Henry was forced to offer public penance at Becket's tomb, turning the tomb into a popular pilgrimage destination, which it remains to this day.